Yeah, we're good.
Okay, call to order. Tonight's meeting, January 27, 2025 at 7:34. We have present. It says call to order. Oh, roll call first. We have present myself, Mehdi Lasker, Trustee Ranan Zaidel, and Trustee Mark Greenberg, and our attorney, Brian Nugent, and our clerk, Jenna Antoine. Let's start the meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic, which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So open public comments. We have nobody. I'll make a motion to. We don't need to make a motion, do we? Nobody's speaking. So we will start with cultural. Oh. Cultural Center report. You got first this time.
I changed it for you today. I've been meaning to do that for months.
I don't know what you paid for that.
I know, right?
You know, he's always very nice.
Good evening.
The holiday season exhibition 2024, titled Longevity into Creativity, closed January 12th, and the New Year Winter Concert 2025 scheduled for Saturday, the 11th at 7:30 p.m. Featured Smokey Shot. Performing artists include Michael Smith, Marcus McLaren, David Dixon, Tom Dempsey, Dr. Guerre, and Gletkos Kontamaniotis, and Ron Lopen. The event was open for attendance and was streamed live via ahmita.com. Like refreshment was served. Thank you to Chokdala Masa'ata for providing assistance with the live streaming. The winter exhibition 2025 titled of the Burns is scheduled to open Sunday, February 2nd at 2 p.m. with the opening reception scheduled for Sunday, February 23rd from 3 or 6 p.m. Participating artists are Mark Weiss painting and Catherine Smith bronze and acrylic sculpture. Live music performance will feature duo with Enrique Lopez and Manuel Alejandro Carroll. The event will be streamed live via YouTube. Light refreshment will be served. The matter concert is scheduled for Saturday, March 15th at 7:30 p.m. Focus budget for the event is $100 for the musician and $150 for refreshment for the total of $950. So I would like the Deputy Mayor and the board would approve the budget of $950 for the Amato concert scheduled for March 15th at 7:30 p.m.
I'll make a motion to approve the March Toll concert March 15, 2025, for a total of $950, $800 for the musicians, and $150 for refreshments. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Zaidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0-2. Is there anything else? Any other updates?
Unless you would like to talk for the maintenance, I thought this.
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
And the minute schedule for the data has been completed by Christopher Meredith Landscaping, cleaning leak and debris out of gutters, repair gutter on the back side of a building, and reinstall gutter that has been disconnected from the building. So that's been repaired. And the roof maintenance at the culture center will be done in the spring, shed and left side of the building roof cleaning. So this one is not yet.
Was the roof cleaned yet?
Not yet, because
so what did he do?
Because
so
you suggest.
Yeah. But then he fixed the back gutter.
The gutters and then cleaned it
And he cleaned all the gutters. So now when it rains, it doesn't overflow.
Well, the snow.
The snow broke it already?
No.
Okay.
So he cleaned and repaired it, but there's like a nail that's loose or something?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
In the front, I make sure I told his partner, I don't know what his name is, forgot. So in the front,
I just want to make sure I got it right.
Me like this. So I will take a picture to send
it
to
you. You got it today. So yeah, just put that in your email in case I forget it at the moment.
Oh, yeah,
about the screw.
Yeah, and then you can send.
You got it. Of course.
So that's all on this. Anything?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, sit here for a while.
You got the paper that I left there for you, right?
Yeah. Thank
okay.
You.
You're welcome. Good day.
Okay, good day. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. Appreciate it a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We will continue our meeting with the approval of minutes from Village Board Meeting 12-16-2024. Does anybody want to make a motion?
I make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from December 16, 2024 at 7:30 p.m. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 3-0-2. Okay, the next item on the agenda is approval of Treasury's report. Ranan, you want to do it?
Yes. Trustee Ranan Zeidel, move board resolution that payment of general funds claims totaling $205,434.44, set forth on page 9 in the monthly abstract listing dated December 17, 2024. Through January 27, 2025, I submitted as hereby approved, subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. The payrolls of December 27, 2024, January 10, 2025, and January 24, 2025 are set forth in the payroll in the amounts of $13,013.90, $16,238.93, and $12,939.43 respectively are hereby submitted for approval subject to the individual audits by the Board of Trustees. Seconded by, seconded by Trustee Mark Greenberg. Motion carries.
All
in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0-2. Sorry, just want to make sure we don't forget that.
3-0-2.
Okay, new business. We have appointment of election inspectors. Who wants to make the motion?
Rana, you want to do
yes.
It?
Yes.
Okay, so resolution of the appointment of election of inspectors for 2025. Village election. Rana Zeidel made a motion to approve the below resolution. The motion was seconded by?
Mark Greenberg.
Trustee Greenberg. Be it resolved that the village board hereby appoints the following election inspectors for March 18, 2025 village election. Thomas Lickery as election inspector chairman, Joanne Ash as election inspector, Mark Leffler as election inspector, Dora Corelli as election inspector. The question of the adaptation for the farm resolution was deputy was duly put to vote on roll call, which results as follows. Mayor Elon Fuchs, Trustee Mendy Lasker, Trustee Mark Greenberg, Trustee Joel Grunwald, and myself.
No, because there's only.
Yeah.
Oh, it's it's a roll call vote.
Oh, it's a roll call vote. Okay,
so first you seconded it.
You
seconded it. Okay.
Seconded it. So seconded by Trustee Mark Greenberg. All in favor.
Roll call vote.
Roll call vote.
Deputy Mayor Lasker.
Deputy Mayor Lasker.
Aye.
Trustee Mark Greenberg. And myself.
Aye.
Ranan Zeidel. Aye. The resolution was thereupon duly adopted. January
27, 2025. Perfect. Old business. Do we have anything, anyone else? Comments for old business?
Nope.
Building and maintenance. So the only thing I could say is that we did have, in our last snowstorm, a bunch of catch basins that got hurt, that got ruined, and some people's berms that got broken. I think the berms are going to be fixing at a later point. I do know that one of the residents reached out and I told them to send an email to Jenna She sent it to the to the town of Brownport. They came to fix it the same day. The catch basin on by the corner of South Ridge. One of them I caught over the weekend, and I sent it today out. It is basically, the catch basin was literally an open hole. Yeah. So I saw it. I asked NRSP to come and just put two cones around it. So I emailed later this afternoon. Once I reminded myself, I took a picture, and he responded that he actually passed by it. He saw it and he put it on the schedule. So I was like, okay. But if there's anyone who has any, you know, it looks like it could be, it was a hard job that night, the Sunday night when it was snowing.
It was, and quite a few mailboxes too. Yeah, few, people sending videos like flying.
I didn't
flying.
Tell you that to you. My mailbox also went.
Oh my gosh!
But I'm gonna send pictures. I don't think they can fix it yet because it's still winter time. But the main thing is the catch basin, because those are open holes.
Yeah,
that can be very
a child
dangerous.
Can literally fall.
I'm not sure who was their driver that night, but I don't know. But anyways, as long as the village is pretty much in good condition.
And you're absolutely correct, Mandy, just so you know, when it comes to the curbs, because I specifically asked them multiple times last year, they always fill in the potholes like end of spring, beginning of summer, and once the roads are fully finished,
correct.
Then they do all the curbs.
Curbs is not enough. The only thing is, when I see a deep hole, because of the salt and everything, if I see a deep hole and I know we're going to get potential claims of it, I would definitely go ahead and take a picture, send it to the town, and they come and do a cold patch. So it's not a real fix, but at least the car can get broke. You know, the tires don't pop.
You guys are on top of it.
We're trying. Again, we have a few people driving around, and we see it, you say something.
Let me tell you something. Most of the time, we get it. Because they either call me or Mandy or Mark.
Mark.
You know, they'll
and from last year, huge improvement. Remember the top of Camp Hill and Quaker? That water runoff, this whole hill was like literally a death trap. I was calling them like 3, 4, 5 times a day. Yeah, because they kept not fixing it the right way, but they finally did, because I check every morning I take that way and I look, and I'm glad to say it's much better. It's night and day.
Okay, so this is good. So we're moving forward on that. Trustee Spirit, anyone have any comments? Legal, Brian, anything?
No, sir.
Executive session, anyone needs an executive session? Then I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Zeidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0-2. Have a wonderful evening.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night today.
Good night.